We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
We were talking to Themis Claridis, and of course, toll's one of the big topics, but there's a lot that's in the new budget, some certain changes that you might want to be aware of. And so to help clarify some of that is Brian Newman. He's a CPA, Federal Tax Services, and he's here for a few minutes this morning. Brian, first of all, tell us a little bit about your firm, would you please?
Yeah, sure, I'd be happy to. Our firm is Cohn Resnick. We're a national firm.
Oh, I know you guys.
Yes, sure. 26 offices throughout the U.S., and we're the 10th largest firm in the country, and I lead the federal tax practice for the firm.
And my guess is
here in Hartford, Connecticut.
My guess is you probably have to be one of the largest firms to make sense of all this, even on the state level. There's a lot going on here.
Yeah, we have a separate state and local tax practice where we have people devoted only to state and local taxes. And in state and local taxes, people have specialties like sales tax, transfer tax, income tax. So you have to be specialized in this day and age.
Brian, okay, let's take a look at this article that I found in the Hartford Business Journal that runs down some of them. Some of them a little bit confusing. Some of them may or may not affect if you're listening at the moment.
Yeah.
But what about the pass-through entity? Because I think to a lot of people that's kind of confusing.
Yeah, so the pass-through entity tax was enacted a little over a year ago by the state of Connecticut. And what that is it's a workaround to the cap on state and local taxes of $10,000 at the federal level. So what the state government did was try to get around the $10,000 cap. And how they did that was they made it a deduction, the state and local taxes a deduction at the entity level versus the individual level. Now, the IRS has on their priority guidance list whether this is an acceptable deduction or not, and we're waiting to see what happens here.
Whoops. By the way, just overall picture, with the tax changes that took place a year, 2 years ago, and there was that $10,000 cap. So, for example, in high tax states such as Connecticut, you can get whacked pretty well. But when it came time to file, what did you find from your clients? Was it a good thing, bad thing? How did it work out?
It really depended on what industry you were in and how you earned your income. And so if you were like a CPA like us and you were in the higher income brackets, you might have got hit pretty hard. If you were in certain businesses, you actually got some benefits because of what was called qualified business income deduction. So it really depended on how you earned your income, what industry you were in, and ultimately at the end of the day, how it fell out for federal income tax purposes.
There was no
one size fits all on that one.
Okay, Brian. One thing that I found over my experience here is that when the legislature would hike, for example, the state income tax, they'd say don't sweat it because you'll be able to deduct it from your federal. So that has to kind of change the dynamic a bit, doesn't it?
It sure does. And one of the things that people didn't really focus on is something called the alternative minimum tax.
Oh, God.
Where if you were in the alternative minimum tax, you weren't getting a deduction for your state income taxes anyway at the federal level. And so when people said, well, you'll really get a deduction, many people in the state of Connecticut actually, and higher income states actually did not get a deduction just because of the alternative minimum tax.
And it's surprising the number of people in this state, because it is a reasonably high-income state. Maybe it's hard to tell sometimes, but it is. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of people in this state qualify for the alt minimum, fall under it.
Exactly, yes. And so we saw when they compressed the rates for federal income tax purposes, we saw many, many of our clients be subject to the alternative minimum tax, and that effectively made their state taxes non-deductible.
And the irony of it all, I think it was initially put in place in the 70s, I think it was, maybe the 60s, seven people who didn't pay any federal tax, and it never was indexed. So there you are.
Boy, maybe we should hire you because you know a lot about this, and that's for sure.
I've had to live it,
exactly.
Brian. I've had to live it.
That's exactly how it occurred, was that there were a few people who had very significant deductions, and it was enacted really to catch, you know, a very limited number of taxpayers that weren't paying any income tax at all. And what it did over time was, because it wasn't indexed, caught many, many people in high-income states, high-tax states.
Was there an adjustment then made recently, or no?
Yes. So there's a couple things. One is that because of the limitation, the $10,000 limitation of deductible state and local taxes, many people aren't in the alternative minimum tax now because of that.
Okay.
And also they raised the thresholds for the alternative minimum tax. So we're not seeing as much of that anymore as we are just people paying based on the regular tax rates.
Yeah, because for 10 years I was murdered. I mean, and I'm not that high an income guy, okay? Let's talk a little bit about sales and use taxes. And one of the things that happened here, as I understand it, is if you looked at the list of things that fell under the sales tax, some things were exempt. Seems to me they've kind of stretched that a bit. It's a bigger net now, isn't it?
Yes, and that's what typically happens session after session, is that there's, I guess, two ways really to raise taxes through sales tax. One is to adjust the rate upward, or to make more services
right.
and purchases subject to them. And so what they did was here certainly made more items subject to the tax, like you'll be effective first of the year, you'll be paying sales tax on your dry cleaning.
Yes.
Digital downloads.
Yes.
Was a 1% tax. It's going to be a 6.35% tax. If you go out to dinner, you're going to be paying an extra 1% in sales tax on top of things. So there are a whole variety of things. If you use interior decorators for your home personal decorating, that's going to be subject to sales tax now.
And my other favorite is if you go out to a restaurant and park downtown where it's already exorbitant, there'll be a tax on that, right, for parking your car?
Yeah, in certain lots, yes, there will be sales tax on parking. So that's another area. One thing that they did propose that didn't make it into the final legislation,
right.
and there was a big uproar on this, was sales tax on pet grooming services. And the pet owners, I guess, had a good lobby. And ultimately, there was not sales tax on that.
Well, Brian, listen, have a great weekend. Try and keep as much money as you possibly can in your pocket. And maybe to help you keep more money in your pocket, you got Con Resnick to take care of things. You have a website or something, Brian?
Yes, it's www.conresnick, which is conresnick.com.
All right, Brian, enjoy the rest of the summer and stay cool, bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Have a good day.
Good having you on.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.